The first chapter. I started to stay with Ruby and my Uncle Nathan when I was 14 years old. It was around this time that Ruby ruined my birthday when she got breast cancer. I was in the kitchen when Ruby told me. She just looked at me and started shouting, "Oh, Lordy!" Then she started going on about how the doctor at Beckley said she had breast cancer and was going to die if she didn't have her breast removed. My Uncle Stanley came to see us that evening, and I told him Grandma had cancer and was dying. He just whispered, "Shit," beneath his breath, and called the doctor up, and it turned out she didn't have breast cancer at all, but a benign growth that could possibly be cancerous. The doctor said it could be treated with a cream. She wanted everybody to think she had breast cancer, though. She started bothering the doctor so much over the next couple of months that he finally agreed to take her breast off as a preventative measure. She told him there was a history of it in our family. She was lying. My Uncle Stanley started chewing her ass. Ruby said, "Well, all I know is I don't want to end up dying from it." And Stanley said, "Aw, hell, Mother, you don't have cancer from what I've heard. You just have a growth that at this moment is benign." Well, he said he could take it off when I asked him. He said it's a preventative measure. My Uncle Stanley said, "Shit again." "Of course he said he could take it off. He's a damn surgeon. That's what he does. Surgeons are the worst people on earth. If you tell him to cut something off your body, then he can sure as hell arrange it for you." The day after the surgery was over, we waited outside the room in the ICU. The nurse brought out this jug of brown liquid they'd drained off of her, and then the nurse said we could go inside. So we all went in and gathered around Ruby's bed. She smiled and grinned with all of these IVs pouring out of her arm. She pulled down her hospital gown and showed us how it looked all bandaged and stitched up and sunken. "It's not easy being a sick old woman," she said. My Uncle Stanley shook.